The next morning, I wake up to cursing. My cursing. And the mother of all hangovers. I sit up, grabbing my pounding head and hating myself all over again. Then again, waking up with a hangover is nothing new for me. How does that commercial go? I don't always drink, but when I do, I drink hard. Okay, maybe that's not the commercial, but that's my reality. Yeah, I've got a few traits I'm not exactly proud of. I raise both hands to my face and massage my sinuses. This hotel probably doesn't sell Advil. Ugh. Jesus, Kai, do you always roll out of bed cursing like a drunken sailor? Asks Aiden. His voice too close. Like, right next to me. In bed. I freeze. Oh, hell no. Like the victim in a slasher movie, I turn my head to look behind me, dreading what I know I'll see, and stare at the lump next to me. A quite naked lump. I didn't. I couldn't. I look down at myself. More nakedness. I grab the comforter and cover my front parts. Oh, screw this modesty crap. I swing my legs out of bed, take hold of the fitted sheet in both hands, and give it as hard a yank as I can. Aiden spins off the bed onto the wooden floor. He grumbles a string of curses and pulls himself up, clinging to the bed with one arm while cradling his head in the other. For a second, he looks ready to throw up, but he holds it in. Before he's regained the ability to see straight, I wrap myself up in the sheet. Holy shit, Kai, what was that for? For your creepy ass sneaking into bed with me. This is my bed, Kai. Jesus. And you're the one doing the sneaking. Naked sneaking, I might add. I look around the room. His laptop is sitting on the small table. His pants are hanging over the back of the chair. A book by his favorite author, Ray Bradbury, is on the bedside table. The man has read the Martian Chronicles more times than anyone ever should. I get more out of them with each reading, he likes to say. All of this evidence adds up to one irrefutable conclusion. I am in Aiden's room. Shit!